Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Now let's do career case studies for a girl called Shreya. Again, a Gen Z girl. Okay. And this case study should give you a classical view at how distorted and narrow functionality we have as a civilization. All societies, all countries, where we do not even recognize a person's talent, let alone put them in proper slots or proper professional fields, if you will. Since many of the time we don't even have a professional label for it, we don't even call such people professionals. That's how narrow we live as civilization. That's my opinion, folks, and you just have to look at the world around you. And this case study will bring that more prominently. So, starting with the five elements of Panchanga. If you don't know what five elements of Panchanga are, there is a playlist separately called Panchanga on this channel. You can go through that. Her Vara is Monday, Somvara. Okay, so there is a moon element. Strengths being deeply emotional, nurturing, intuitive. Moon sign are always intuitive. The moon as a planet is very intuitive. Monday-born individuals like Shreya are emotionally attuned to the needs of others with a soft, receptive energy. These people are very receptive in their emotional body. They tend to empathize naturally. This makes Shreya a comforting presence to those around her. Weaknesses, prone to mood swings, emotional overwhelm. There's always a play of dark and light, isn't it? There's always plus and minus in everything. Indecision can also be moon is extremely moody in nature. Everything is handled with mood. The core traits being sensitive, protective, caring, imaginative, inwardly reflective. Therefore, in terms of career, she would thrive more in emotionally safe and nurturing environments. We can't find that many in today's civilization, can we? We need to have fields where this is nurtured, by the way. Her tithi is Krishna Trayodashi. What are the strengths of this tithi? Spiritually inclined. We don't even recognize spirituality as a mainstream. Emotionally detached and insightful. Trayodashi born individuals often have inward pull towards detachment, silence and subtle energies. None of these things have a mainstream. See what I'm saying? You may have strong instincts when it comes to letting go emotionally or materially and possess unusual clarity about impermanence. Trayodashi is a very spiritual sign like Shiva. Inconsistency in practical execution, disinterest in conventional roles, obviously, because her role is different in the society. And we haven't even yet made professional fields or recognized such attributes as something which can be used professionally speaking. What do you mean by professionally speaking? It's not to serve some corporation or company or an institution. It is to bring about some individual change in a human. How to help the society? Being productive for the society. These are the values which define us as humans. So the core traits of Trayodashi are detached, intuitive, unconventional, mature karmically. How many of us can say that about ourselves? Focused on transcending the worldly distractions. That's their innate drive. You should pay very important attention towards the Tithi. Of course, you should combine all these five. Let's go to the next one. Karana, Gara. Strengths of Gara as Karana is reliable, practical and duty-bound. Shreya has a grounded presence and is capable of holding together responsibilities in a calm and collected manner. She would do well in group dynamics and is able to manage roles that require steadiness and trust. Core traits: cooperative, socially responsible, dependable, capable of team-based structure or structured service roles. Okay, next one. Her yoga is Siddha, means she can bring things to fruition. Siddha. Naturally accomplished, graceful and magnetic. Siddha yoga blesses you with the finisher energy. If she starts something, she will finish it. You have a talent to bring things to completion with elegance. She would tend to gain success with less effort than most. It's like a lucky yoga, you might say. Core traits is skillful, accomplished, aligned with ease and graceful achiever. Often gifted with quiet competence. Last one, her ascendant nakshatra is Ashlesha. So she is a Cancer ascendant. Strengths being sharp, observant. Ashlesha is very sharp and very intuitive. Now combine right here, Monday. She's born also on a Monday. And her ascendant nakshatra is also Cancer. Not necessarily these two will go together, by the way. So this is a double whammy. She's extremely intuitive. Sharp, observant, emotionally intense, Ashlesha natives, like the snake, possess an ability to read people deeply. It can suss you out. You are highly protective, strategic, often drawn towards healing and transformation or hidden knowledge. Now, once again, look, healing, transformation, hidden knowledge. Which profession provides us this? A modern idea of profession or career is so narrow, we just think about making money for some corporation or for ourselves, isn't it? We never think of the holistic approach to career. That's what Vedic astrology brings. It defines us as career paths which are holistically human. All parts of being a human, not some corporation. Core traits: intuitive, psychological, mysterious, protective, deep emotional layers for need for emotional control. That's the nature of Ashlesha. Now let's summarize all the five put together. Career insights. Shreya's Panchanga reveals deep, mystical, emotionally intelligent professional nature. Someone who blends empathy with insight, strategy with healing. And spiritual detachment with social reliability. She is best suited for careers that involve transformation, healing and emotional growth. Best career fields. Now look at all these five bullet points, there is only one that is mainstream. Everything else, there is not even a professional recognition for it. Psychological healing and therapy, counseling, trauma healing, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, fine. Ashlesha, okay, and Monday putting together. Holistic and wellness healing arts, Reiki, energy work, intuitive healing, astrology, Ayurveda, ideal blend for Siddha Yoga plus Trayodashi soul work. Now this is not recognized. This is considered woo and lala. Only serving some corporation and earning some money in the bank is considered profession these days. It's ridiculous. There is no human touch to any profession. Spiritual and mystical fields, definitely far from mainstream. Meditation, tantra, spiritual teaching or research in occult sciences, perfect for Trayodashi detachment. And Ashlesha's serpentine wisdom, very powerful. Crisis management or investigative work. Now this is, you can say, mainstream. Roles like forensic psychology, legal support, insurance investigations, or intelligence services, where emotional clarity and discretion matter. Ashlesha is quiet and discreet. Team-oriented institutions like, you know, service work, non-governmental organizations, institutions, and so on. I would put her more in the side of spiritual, mystical fields and holistic and healing arts. But let's dive in deeper and see what the D1 says. Let us explore Shreya's D1 chart. So there is a D1 chart in front of you, analysis and conclusions for the D1. D10 and summarizing we'll do later in this video. Okay. So what is the D1? Her Cancer ascendant, like we saw in the Panchanga, Ashlesha Nakshatra is the rising with Rahu in there. So there is a very strong intuitive capability for this girl, okay, by default. And being a Cancer ascendant, she is faced with all the fire signs as her Artha lords. So first one being Leo, the second house is ruled by Leo, Sun. Sixth house is ruled by Jupiter in Sagittarius, and her 10th house is ruled by Aries as Mars. So Sun, Jupiter and Mars become her career determinants. Let's see where they are placed and how they work. Second Lord, Sun in 9th house in Pisces conjunct Mercury and Jupiter. Usually Sun and Mercury go together in most charts because they are not very far apart. Sun as second Lord in Pisces, her values and career guided by ideals, spirituality, wisdom and higher learning. She seeks meaning and ethics and purposeful growth in financial professional matters. Not necessarily financial because it's in Pisces. This is where you got to take a deviation from artificial intelligence. These are all rules-based analysis done by AI, but there still has to be you in there to determine. If 9th house Pisces is dominant as it is for her, it has to do more with dharma. It has to do more with giving away things in a broader setting. Higher learning. Jupiter is sitting in Pisces. Higher learning is her focus. Okay, not necessarily to do with finance. Yes, 9th house does stand for financial institutions and banking, for example. Conjunct Mercury and Jupiter blends intellect, communication, wisdom into her value system, because second house is the value system. This gives her expansive, articulate, advisory orientation in speech, finances, providing rules and guidelines, but we are not talking about that yet. When we come to 6th house, we shall see that. She brings into her career values of wisdom, communication and expansive learning, because there's Jupiter sitting there. Lord of the 6th and 2nd are combined in 9th. Let's come to the 6th Lord, Jupiter. In 9th house Pisces conjunct Sun and Mercury. So 2nd and 6th together with Mercury in the 9th. Jupiter as 6th Lord in Pisces. Daily work is guided by higher ideals, higher ethics and intellectual pursuits. Tie this as we go along in the backdrop, the Panchanga, which we just saw. She approaches service with vision, adaptability and philosophical grounding. Conjunct Sun and Mercury creates a need for brilliance, authority. Self is found here. Intellect as Mercury, making her capable of leadership in service roles while handling colleagues with wisdom and communication. Very good for teamwork. Aspect of Rahu, this aspect of Rahu on this, that takes slight deviation, intensifies ambition, brings unusual circumstances in workplace dynamics, because we are talking of careers only here. She may encounter unconventional challenges but also opportunities through networks. Overall, her work style is ethical, intellectual and visionary. She thrives in advisory or knowledge-based service roles, sure. There is Jupiter and Sun there with Mercury. A lot of knowledge-based sharing. The 10th Lord now, Mars as Aries. So very initiator-driven. She wants to initiate something at workplace. Remember, there is Saturn and Venus also there. Put that in context. Mars is the 10th Lord in Libra in the 4th house. Public image for her is rooted in creativity, diplomacy and structured foundations. Mars and Libra, they're two in Swati, so very individualistic and very diplomatic as well. She seeks harmony and balance in her professional identity while maintaining decisiveness. Conjunct Venus, not conjunct, actually it's aspect from. So there is aspect of Saturn and Venus on to this particular Mars because it's setting in 10th opposite. So adds refinement, artistry and aesthetic sense to her profession. Saturn from Aries, being very restless, Saturn doesn't do well in fire signs. Fire signs wants to initiate new stuff. Saturn wants to take it slow and steady. There is an opposing energy there. So she has to learn by perseverance, discipline and responsibility and slow and steady. Saturn facing Mars anywhere opposite to each other is not a very good energy, especially when Saturn is placed in a fire sign and Mars is airy over here. So she will have a tussle going on, a drive to achieve quickly, whereas Saturn is prohibiting that because Mars is looking at it. Mars will eventually overcome that. Anyway, her overall career path here for the 10th lord reflects a blend of creativity, Venus, structured perseverance aspect from Saturn and asserted initiative from Mars. She wants to initiate, probably more diplomatic in that way. So the synthesis for D1, what is her values, what is her work style, what is her career path? Values, rooted in wisdom, ethics, communication and intellectual growth, 2nd lord. Work style, 6th. Philosophical, ethical and communication driven, thrives in teaching advisory roles. Career path, or where the fame comes. Structured creativity, discipline, leadership and public recognition through balance of artistry and responsibility. Now let's look at her D10. Let's look at her D10 chart now. Chart is there, analysis is there. Let's go one by one. D10 says she's a Libra ascendant. So right away we can say in her professional attitude, she brings a very diplomatic approach. Let us see the D1, 2nd, 6th and 10th lord have now gone in. 2nd lord, sun from D1, has now gone into 2nd house there, but in Scorpio. What does that do? Her career values are deeply transformative, investigative and research oriented. She might change even relationship with her boss or with government figures. Sun in Scorpio in D10 will signify that she has intensity, depth and uncovering hidden truths. Sun in Scorpio is like putting the sun underground, right? Buried. Uncovering hidden truths. Put that in context of Panchanga, you will get a better one. Aspect of Mars from the 7th, so there is an 8th aspect of Mars as well on this sun, adds assertiveness, courage and competitive drive to her values. And Mars is sitting in Aries, very strong. So there is a very, very strong sense of revealing what's hidden in terms of career. Influence of Jupiter in Pisces. So her Jupiter is sitting here now in the 6th house. And from there it is looking at the 2nd lord. Okay, I think the 9th aspect. Okay, so what does that provide us? Infuses wisdom, ethics and spirituality into her financial and professional roles. So there is the 8th aspect of Mars, which is transformative. There is a 9th aspect of Jupiter, which is giving wisdom and higher learning. Very powerful combination for her profession. Overall, she brings into her career values of depth, research and persistence, supported by courage and wisdom. Very nice. 6th lord, Jupiter from D1, is now in Pisces in 6th house. So there's a very strong 6th house and 2nd house for her, considering D1 and D10. Powerful placement for service, daily work, very selfless service, because Jupiter in Pisces in the D10 indicates a very selfless kind of giving away of knowledge, very exalted. Her style of service is philosophical, nurturing and ethical. Again, think of how many professions we can tell of modern age, which is recognized by the people, not put down, which provides this outlet. We don't have it. We need to build such civilizations. Conjunct Sun and Mercury. Where is it? Conjunct Sun and Mercury. This is where AI can go wrong. Okay. So D10, her Jupiter is in Pisces. I'm doing my own summaries here as we go. Because it is aspecting Sun in the Scorpio in the 2nd house and it is a 6th house placement, it indicates selfless service. It indicates a measure of creativity. Wisdom with creativity becomes Jupiter in Pisces. Consider that. Okay. 10th Lord Mars from D1 has now gone into 7th house conjunct Venus. So there is an aggressive drive to meet others with logic and with aesthetic sense. Blends diplomacy, charm and creativity with bold initiative from Mars. Mars is exalted in Aries. And Jupiter is supporting that, because this is a second placement from Jupiter. It's quite another topic. So it blends diplomacy, charm and creativity. Overall, her professional path in D10 is strongly geared towards visibility, public visibility. Let us do D10 synthesis. Values: transformative, research driven, deeply investigative. We are summarizing now. Work style: ethical, philosophical, nurturing and adaptable. Thrives in service, education roles. Mars, 10th Lord, bold, visible in leadership, in public, combining with charm and creativity. Now let's put all this together with the Panchanga and see how it pans out. Let us summarize the studies for Shreya. We are putting now together D1, D10 and Panchanga aspects. You have to combine all the three. Your personality, Panchanga, has to match the slots of where professional possibilities, where you will remain happy. Not the way we currently do it, where we put square pegs in round holes and expect miracles. Okay, we need to even build some professions which are recognized, considering the holistic human. Let us begin. Synthesis of D1, D10 and Panchanga. Values, work style, career path, personality overlay. Wisdom, ethics, transformation, deep research and spirituality. That's her line. That's her value system she brings. So we need to find or build career paths for such children where it is recognized that this is a thing which is required by humans in the first place. Not just money and banking and working for some silly corporation. Work style: philosophical, service-oriented, emotionally intelligent, reliable and capable of handling crisis with composure. Career path can be teaching, counseling, research, transformative leadership, healing arts, law and governance. Less of that, I would say. Creative diplomacy, sure. Mars in Libra. So what are the career paths? There are 5 listed over here. Psychological and healing therapy. And in each case, we shall see why. Why the blend is suggested like this. Counselor, trauma therapist, hypnotherapist and forensic psychologist. Why? Ashlesha. Remember, she is an Ashlesha ascendant. Ashlesha's depth. Monday's sensitivity. Vara sensitivity. Sun in Scorpio in D10. Transformation plus emotional clarity. Plus Jupiter in Pisces in the D10. In the 6th. Wisdom in service. That's the combination. Number 2. Holistic wellness and healing arts. Reiki practitioner, Ayurveda consultant, intuitive healers, astrologer and spiritual coach. None of these are mainstream, isn't it? We need to bring it as mainstream. Trayodashi provides that detachment. Siddha Yoga provides that ease. Jupiter in 6th provides the service and healing. Sun in Scorpio provides occult and research. Number 3, spiritual and mystical fields. We don't even consider humans as spiritual. We have all weird ideas about what spirituality is. Just look around. Just see social media, you'll see all the weirdness. Meditation guide, tantra teacher, esoteric researcher and spiritual institution leader. Why? Krishna Trayodashi provides the detachment. Ashlesha Nakshatra, serpentine wisdom. Sun in Scorpio in 8th sign. Okay. It's not in 8th house, it's in 8th sign, isn't it? In D10, just rewind and see. Occult insight. Crisis management and investigative roles. That's another one. Forensic research, legal support, insurance investigations and intelligence work. Like behind the scenes. Sun in Scorpio in the 2nd house, investigation. Gara as Karana, dependability. Mars, Venus combination in Aries in 7th in D10 and public handling of crisis with diplomacy. This is what it provides. Number 5, institutional and team-based research, kind of. Non-governmental organizations director, educational institution leader, policy strategist and project coordinator. Why is this said? Because Gara Karana provides reliability, Siddha Yoga provides the manifestation achieving ability. Jupiter in Pisces in the 6th provides institutional service, and Mars with Venus in Aries in the D10 in the 7th house provides public appearance or leadership. Therefore, Shreya's strongest alignments being the following: healing and transformation, psychological plus holistics. This is the dominant career path she will choose. Blending emotional intelligence with spiritual insight, serving as a guide, healer or counselor. So required in this day and age, isn't it? Because we are systematically dismantling everything that is human. We need to build that human again. Institutional leadership, education and governance, advisory, policy and team-oriented leadership roles where her depth and reliability shine. She is at her best when she combines healing wisdom with structured responsibility, making her a career, a bridge between knowledge and transformation, empathy and leadership. We come across these kinds of charts all the time. I've come across some even in my readings with people. There doesn't exist many times a mainstream career path which is defined by the astrology, Panchanga, everything put together. We need to start making that as a society, as a human society, which is decent enough to recognize that there is more to our story as humans than just working for a bank balance or defining success in very narrow parameters. That's what we are doing right now. We need to break that box and evolve out of it. I'll see you in the next. Share this. Take care. Be safe.